Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Kelly Cobb and joined by Caitlin Buss. And we've been talking about the convention, the Democratic convention over the weekend, and want to continue that conversation with somebody who probably knows better than anybody else. And that's Adrian Hemman. He's the CEO of Grassroots Midwest. He's a campaign strategist and has worked in Democratic policy and political circles for many years. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on. So Caitlin and I kind of already hashed out our opinions on the matter. I want to know yours. I mean, how do you feel that this convention went? It seemed to go very progressive. Either they stuck with the incumbent or they shifted into the progressive lane pretty strongly.
I think that's right. You know, there are a lot of new people that showed up at convention this year who were recruited by some of the more progressive candidates. And some of the more moderate candidates that were, you know, facing the convention floor got out organized by some of the progressives. So that's a big feat for some of the progressive candidates. It's an open question, you know, what penalty Democrats will pay in terms of their electoral chances in some of these races in the fall. The environment may be bad enough for Republicans that it won't matter, but to the extent that who got nominated this weekend matters, it's probably not in Democrats' favor in terms of some of these more progressive candidates that are a little bit to the left of the median voter.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, you know, because we were saying in this segment before this, just Republicans have obviously gone through this for, I don't know, much of the past decade. I would say this last convention was their first kind of better one recently.
Normal one.
Yeah. So do you think there's an appetite for restructuring the primary process after this, or do you ever see that changing?
Well, I certainly hope so. The way that we select these partisan nominees for those three university boards and for attorney general and for secretary of state is an abomination, right? The fact that the taxpayers are subsidizing this by blessing these folks with ballot access for no other reason than they were able to impress the most partisan people in our state, Democrat or Republican, really offends the sensibilities of most Michiganders when they learn about it. We're long overdue for reforming that process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point. I wonder, you know, when you look at the outcome of this, you know, knowing that the grassroots really, really drives it home at both the Republican and Democratic conventions, who do you think won in this? And there's probably multiple winners, but who, you know, who's the big one that comes out on top in this one?
You mean between the two parties?
No, just in the Democratic convention. Like, who comes out on top? What's your most surprising result out of this?
I mean, biggest winner of the Democratic convention this weekend was Doug Lloyd, the Republican nominee for attorney general.
There you go. And why? Explain why, Adrian. Explain why the Republican wins out of the Democratic convention.
So most of these down ballot races, normal people who vote, i.e. most people, they're voting based on partisanship, right? There's a reason why we use things like the university boards as a measure of partisanship. Attorney general is one of those down ballot races where you can get people to take a walk from their party in either direction, right? And typically Michiganders are going to want to vote for the most moderate candidate who is the most focused on actual law enforcement and consumer protection issues. It's pretty easy to portray the most progressive prosecutor in our state as being to the left of the median voter. And I expect that that's what the Michigan Republican Party is going to attempt to do in that race. Democrats made that somewhat easier by nominating the most progressive prosecutor in the state.
Yeah. And Republicans, they didn't nominate the guy who ran on, you know, having defended the, you know, the people who went and what did they do? They the ballot signature or the ballots for Donald Trump, you know, and whether they violated campaign law and everything. They voted for the guy who's just kind of a quiet prosecutor and a really kind of centrist prosecutor who just focuses on the rule of law. I've talked to Doug Lloyd. He's a very toned down guy, which is interesting. The other race I thought, you know, made kind of a splash, of course, was the U of M Regent race where Amir Makhled won against Jordan Acker, who's the incumbent. Neither of them walked in with a clean record, right, Adrian? And at the same time, you had a lot of backlash against Acker, and they didn't release the vote totals, but from what I understand, it was very clear from the beginning that Amir was going to carry the day.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I mean, I think that this is the primary example of progressives simply out organizing some of the more mainline establishment forces in the Democratic Party. There were the Graduate Student Union at the University of Michigan did a lot of organizing work with other graduate students in other parts of the state. And that's a lot of who you saw on the convention floor. That looks real different from what a primary electorate looks like statewide in Michigan. The median Dem primary voter is a black woman who's in a church pew every Sunday. That's not what that convention floor looked like, and that's why Amir McLeod won.
Yeah. You alluded to this earlier. I mean, so I think, a lot of Democrats maybe disagree, but whatever the outcome is, what it is. Do you think that Republicans are in a, what position are Republicans in up against even that poor Democratic slate? Do you think they're in a bad enough position for it not to matter?
Yes.
I
The fact is that
was trying to
most
avoid it being that easy.
well, no, most voters are going to base their vote on the same thing that they always do historically, right? Which is what does their personal economic position look like? What does the economic position of their friends, neighbors, and family members look like? And right now, most Americans think that looks bad, including most Michiganders. It's certainly possible to swim against that tide. We've seen it before in prior elections, but it is important to recognize that if current economic conditions persist through the election, Republicans will be swimming against that tide.
Yeah, I mean, the number one determinant of elections is presidential approval. It's like statistically the most determinant outcome, at least for congressional districts. But that tends to trickle all the way down, even in a year where, especially, I should say, in a year where the president's not on the ballot in a midterm. And so you could have this sort of progressive slate. Caitlin and I were talking about this the other night, this sort of frustration that the average voter feels about the economy and how some of these voters really, they went from, say, Bernie Sanders to Donald Trump, and now they might swing back and support these progressive candidates that the Democrats have nominated. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our politics these days are determined, especially our electoral politics, are determined by who are people that don't pay attention to politics every day most angry at. And it's typically going to be whoever has the most power in the national government, because that's the level of politics that people are paying attention to. And right now, Republicans control all the levers of the national government. And so people who don't pay very much attention to politics, if they're mad about the economy, they're mad at Republicans because that's who's in charge.
Yeah, I think Michigan voters, I mean, I tend to hope that they focus more on issues closer to home. But I think there is so much that goes into what people actually decide to do when they're in that ballot box. And I know myself, I've made, a decision that I thought I was going to make, and then when I was in there, I made a different one. So you just never know what messaging might get through. But that's what you are an expert in and spend your time doing. So we really appreciate you spending the time with us and going through this past convention.
Yeah, this has been great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
All right.
thank you, Adrian. It'll be fascinating to see how this plays out now that you have sort of the tables turned and the Republicans have more of the moderate candidates nominated. You have the Democrats nominating more of the progressives. It's definitely, like you said, a shift from the past few years. So be fascinating.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a brief break with Focus with Paul W. Smith. Stay with us.